You're listening to news over the national station of the CRTV in Yaoundé. Over in the Adamawa region, the UN Refugee Agency has adopted its 2018 country operations plan for the management of the Central African refugees in the East, Adamawa and the North regions of Cameroon. After successfully handling the emergency conditions by stabilizing the living conditions of the 532,000 refugees, the assistant country representative for UN Refugee Agency Cameroon, Roselyn Okoro, says focus will continue to be on the promotion of peaceful coexistence between the refugees and their host populations. Noeya Ben Modika reports from CRTV Adamawa Regional Bureau in Goundary.
Midway into 2017, the UN Refugee Agency rejoices that, with the help of the Cameroon government and all the humanitarian partners, they have been able to stabilize the situation of the refugees. Gone are the days when they arrived in their hundreds. After trekking for about 3 months in the forest, most of them crossed over into Cameroon sick, infected, tired, hungry, and malnourished. That was an emergency situation needing a prompt response. Funds were needed to provide shelter, food and medicine, medical care, vaccines, water, hygiene and sanitation, and clothing for the vulnerable population. Roselyn Okoro affirmed that infant and maternal mortality have been cut down by more than 80%, with more water points, toilets, drainage and garbage cans provided. From tents and group accommodations upon arrival, the refugees across all the camps now live in decent family houses built with semi-permanent materials. Refugee children have equally been integrated into the nearest schools where more teachers, classrooms and didactic materials have been ensured. Another major stride she mentioned is the psychosocial care for the traumatized people. Apart from the loss of their homes, businesses and property, watching the rape of their wives, mothers and sisters, the killing and burning of their husbands and children continue to haunt them. Social workers and psychologists have been hired and deployed to help progressively heal their minds. This has considerably reduced conflicts between the refugees and the locals. After overcoming the emergency challenges, Roselyn Okoro declared that, though funding resources have seriously dropped, focus for 2018 will be to continue extending pertinent development projects and infrastructure to the host communities, which have so generously welcomed and shared their limited resources with their unexpected guests. This will not only ensure a harmonious development, but will also help reduce the frustrations of the locals over better living conditions for the refugees while they continue to wallow in hardship. Underdevelopment and the lack of basic amenities are common features of most border localities. Though the host populations may not receive equal and regular food rations like the refugees, she insisted that there is the need for hospitals, classrooms, hygiene, water and sanitation, environmental protection awareness, and the reinforcement of their skills in agro-pastoral farming and other income-generating activities for the refugees as well as their host populations. This will help boost their living conditions and peaceful coexistence. It will also move them from subsistence farmers to producers of enough food for themselves and the huge refugee population. Noeya Ben Modika, CRTV News, Goundary.